Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It's our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. What's going on?
Well, I'm a little irritated this morning because your former intern is trying to undercut the statistics that I presented to him. We were talking about Quinnen Williams and his very impressive run stuff rate.
Right.
13%. And Corey wants to know why he can't do better.
Yeah. I feel like 100% is better than 13, Mickey. I don't know.
So will you please tell him that that is way higher than at any point in his career. And 13% run stuff rate is impressive.
Well, if you just look at just take a regular defensive player snaps, and then compare to plays they made, right? So say you get 50 snaps in a game. Well, if I get 10 tackles, that's pretty darn good, right?
Yeah.
But what's the percentage?
20.
20? Yeah, it's 20, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I'll leave math to him.
And so what you're looking at is plays made per snap, basically.
Yeah.
You know, if you get an assisted tackle or a tackle for a loss. So so he had a 11 run stuffs. What are those considered solo tackles?
Yes. Run stuff is a tackle that results in a loss or no gain for the offense.
Yeah, that seems kind of high. And that's per game?
Yeah, 13%.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, Corey.
Right.
Think about that.
Oh, I don't need
to. I mean, we're not even talking total tackles. We're talking a tackle for nothing or minus, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty
impressive. That's really, we have other stuff to talk about, but I really needed you to just chastise Corey.
Well, I'm not going to chastise him, but I think it's still pretty impressive if you can do that compared to the number of snaps you take.
Are you saying, though, you wouldn't take 100% on tackles, though? That's the only thing I'm saying.
Yeah, I want to see that guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I felt like that was Ndamukong Suh in the Big 12 championship game, like all those years ago. Yeah, I want to go back and look at those numbers. That might have been 100%.
I mean, even if, you know, compare it to sacks, right?
For sure.
If I get 2 sacks a game, that's 34 sacks.
Yeah.
Right?
That's unbelievable.
And what's the record at 24, maybe? 22?
22.5?
Yeah, 22.5. I think
22.5. Okay. Over 17 games. So that's like 1.3 a game?
Yeah.
So that doesn't sound like a lot, but that's pretty consistent, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm kind of curious what the safety position is going to look like for this team this week, Mickey. How are we feeling here?
I would imagine the way they finished the game with Wanye Thomas getting more snaps, and then maybe depending on down and distance or whatever, Marquise Bell will get a few more snaps also. with Donovan Wilson. So, yeah, I like the fact that Wanya Thomas will get more snaps. I just like him as a player. You know, you saw what he did on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been a long time coming with him. You know, he's got kind of sneaky speed. I remember talking to him about when he came out of college and the Cowboys were using it on kickoff returns. And I said, kickoff returns? And he goes, hey, look at my numbers at Georgia Tech. And he had a bunch of kickoff returns for touchdowns in college. So he's got some kind of speed. So, I think that's what's going to happen there. I think my concern right now is the offensive line.
Yeah, my concern is if they'll have anybody who's capable of playing on Sunday, because that injury report...
How about capable of starting?
Yeah, that injury report was kind of jarring. I realized it was only Wednesday, and some of it's precautionary.
Romo Wednesday.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
I'm hoping. That's I'm really putting a lot of hope
in that one. I mean, you know, the concussion thing with Guyton, you know, it's hard to gauge, right?
Yes.
If he's in protocol and he doesn't do anything by, you know, physically by Friday... He's not getting out of protocol.
Yeah.
That means you'll have Nate Thomas, Brock Hoffman, TJ Bass, and then I like seeing Tyron Smith having an MRI on his knee. Now, that one seemed like maybe precautionary. We'll see what he's able to do today. But, I mean, what if you're without four-fifths of your starters on the offensive line?
Yeah, and that...
Like, and then you're going to sit there. Well, why didn't you score 40 points?
Feeling like you had a lot of depth there at one point, too.
Well, the depth's on the field. Yeah, now exactly. What do you have, right?
No, Tyler Smith popping up on the injury report was concerning. So do you feel like we'll learn more about that today then, probably?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I didn't get to watch practice yesterday. That's normally the padded practice day, and Thursday's usually shells. We'll see how it goes today on the line. But, you know, because I was thinking, you know, we talked all about Dak and Pickens and, you know, the wide receivers and Javonte Williams. But the offensive line played well despite having two starters missing. And by the time the game was over, three starters were missing, right?
Yeah.
Against the Packers' defensive front that was considered pretty darn strong.
Yeah.
Even before Micah got there. So they did something right, and they had those backups ready to play. So, you know, maybe a pat on the back to the assistant coaches, having those guys good to go. I thought that was impressive when you went back and looked at it, and for the fourth game in a row, they rushed for more than 100 yards. I know it wasn't 180 or whatever, but it was more than 100 yards, and it was effective. You know, I don't think always the amount is important when you're rushing, but if the effectiveness of when you want to run or when they know you want to run and you're able to run the football. And all that worked until they got down to that darn last possession in overtime when the blocking broke down at the 5-yard line.
Now, the good news is something that never breaks down on this team, Brandon Aubrey. He was named Special Teams Player of the Month.
I told you that 2 weeks ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You thought it was already over.
It was done.
Yeah.
He said special teams player of the year.
Do you, you know what? I support that.
For one game performance, right?
Do you think he could ever be so good that they would be like, never mind, we're just going to name him offensive player of the month? Now, I realize it's specifically special teams, but he's scoring points.
Single-handedly wins more games. I think
that should be considered, with all due respect to Bijan Robinson, who obviously had a monster month. But like you said, this was a no-brainer like 2 weeks ago. But Brandon Aubrey, 11 for 11 on PATs, 9 for 9 on field goals, 4 for 4 on field goals of 50-plus yards for 38 points. That is incredible.
And I wish they, and they probably have it, but I don't know who's tracking it, kickoffs.
Yeah.
His ability to put the ball between the 20 and the goal line, right? Now, he had the one game that I don't know if he was so fired up or whatever, but the ball was getting into the end zone, which means it comes back to the 35. But his ability to drop the ball in the landing zone has been incredible with consistency and without kicking the ball out of bounds when it comes to the 40, right?
Yeah.
So that part of it, too. It reminds me of, you know, we do our podcast, and on Friday we have a pick to click, right? And last year we said, you just can't take Micah. You know, it's just not allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this year we were getting to the point, well, you just can't take Dak. And it's like at some point it's going to be, yeah, you just can't take Aubrey every week, right? For his consistency, it's amazing. And I saw this, and I didn't read. I it kind of got by me during the owners' meeting about how they kind of changed the rule on how you can prepare now the kicking balls.
Yeah,
did you see that?
You get like 60 of them, and then you get to have them.
Well,
at
not.
The
I don't know if it's 60, but
I think you get 60 at the facility.
You have as much time to prepare them.
Yeah.
As you want. Before, you had 60 minutes before the game, and you got to pick three balls, and then the officiating crew had to okay them, right? Certify these are the three kicking balls. Well, now they can spend all the time they want preparing the kicking balls, and they're not in a rush in 60 minutes before the start of the game. And I saw where Vic Fangio said, well, this is increasing, you know, kickers' ability like 3 to 5 yards a game. And it's like, I get the yardage thing, but you still got to kick the ball straight from 60 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how far it is. It's still got to go straight. And I don't think, you know, rubbing up the balls has anything to do with it. That helped it go straight. Now, it may help from a distance standpoint because you got a little bit more give on the ball when you kick it. It's not like kicking a piece of brick. Or it doesn't come out of the box like it did when Romo dropped the snap, right?
Right.
Nice and shiny and glowing.
Thanks for bringing that up.
That one always sticks in my mind. So I thought that was somewhat interesting because I know back in the day, the game balls, like when we were out at Valley Ranch, they'd put them in the dryer with the fabric softeners sheets in there to kind of get the glow off of them.
Oh, really?
The shine. And then they would take them in the racquetball courts and take a baseball bat and slug them into the back wall of the racquetball court to loosen them up.
Wow.
That's how they prepared the footballs for the game, so the quarterback can have a better feel for it, right? Now, they didn't play with the, what is it, the PSI, the air pressure.
Yeah.
But they tried to soften the ball up so the quarterback can grip it and it wouldn't like slip out of his hands.
Makes a lot of sense. By the way, real quick, it says seasonal supply before the start of each season, or this season, they were each team was given 60 new kicking balls.
Okay.
That can be broken in, as you said, over several weeks, used during practice, and then they select three for the game. So they can pick whichever three they like.
And then the officials have to sanction, okay, exactly, these three are good. You didn't mess them up.
Yeah.
But now, I think I read where when you prepare the balls, you can use water, towels, brushes, and tacky sponges to
get the shine off.
Poor taste sponges. That makes sense.
So anyway, sorry I got off on that tangent, but when you brought up the kicking thing, but yeah, good on Aubrey to get that award for the month of September.
How did you feel about Trayvon Diggs taking complete accountability for?
Yeah, you know, that one, it's like somewhat when they weren't going to go three cornerbacks because the Packers love going two tight ends.
Yes.
Right? Same as the Bears, by the way. So they started the first two series basically almost in base defense, and then that third series, I think it was 118 left in the first quarter, Diggs came in at cornerback. And there was a couple plays that I saw where when they went to nickel, Diggs and Elam were on the outside and Bland went inside. So we'll see how it goes. I just heard that last week, you know, there were times during practice he was riding the stationary bike. Mm. So I don't know if it was a knee thing and they were trying to, you know, save his snaps or whatever. But, you know, kind of use whatever word you want to use that when they opened in two cornerbacks to start the game, he wasn't out there. So it's like, all right, you know, get with it. You know, you delayed your preparation by not being here. And it's not all about recovering from an injury or a surgery. It's a little bit about getting back to playing football, which he hadn't done all that much. Remember the year before he was out with the ACL?
Yeah.
And then you're coming back off of surgery again, and you decided to do it on your own instead of being here, which he got fined. Well, not fine, deducted $500,000 from his base salary. So at times when you see him out there, he just didn't seem like he was playing with confidence. Now, you might say, well, the knees still bother him or whatever. But, you know, go back to the game before when he went to the line of scrimmage to bump the guy on 3rd and 8 and he slipped and fell. To me, that's like I didn't go up there with a lot of confidence to touch that guy. And so I think there's some of that going on, of getting used to playing football again.
Excellent stuff, as always. Good, sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow, and be ready with that prediction.
Oh, I got to have a prediction, huh?
You'll be all right. You've done a really good job so far.
Yeah, really good, right?
Yeah, we've all really predicted.
Hey, at one point, the score of the game was 27-23, okay? Now, it was only the third quarter, though.
But he did have it right at one point.
I was right there if it just ended the game.
That is that's a good point. One of these days, you're going to get it right, and we're all going
to
freak out.
And by
out.
The way, I'll admit to you, then when we did our podcast, I picked the same score, but when I saw Roger Staubach walk into the building, I said, oh, I'm changing my pick. I'll take the Cowboys.
Yeah, you better not pick against the Cowboys in front of him. He's going to let you know.
I don't think Roger heard what I said. I looked at it as it was a sign from above, like, okay, this is a sign they're going to win this game. And then they tied.
Gosh, what a deflating ending to that story, Mick.
I love it.
Thanks, Mickey. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.